Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. And you can also give us a call, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. So there is a list out here, and I want to kind of toss it out to you ladies and see what you think. Men reveal what makes women boring. Here we go. Number one thing, she doesn't try new things. I guess it doesn't bother me. Like, I'm kind of a lazy guy. So that's fine with me. What?
Hilarious, because you do that.
Right.
She doesn't have sex on the first day. I wouldn't agree with that. I don't think
that makes a girl boring. Well, I'm screwed.
You're the most boring girl of all time.
I'm screwed, and not literally.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that, but that's what I kind of think. She never stops talking about herself.
Whatever. I'm a question asker.
Yeah, she asks a lot of questions.
See, what my problem is I'm more like an interrogator on a first date because I'm asking so many questions about the other person. I'm not talking about me. I'm asking them 100 things.
Honestly, this list right now as a guy reading it about women is just boring to me. She has no stories to tell. Her text messages are bland. There's nothing unique about her. She's glued to her phone.
See, I don't understand why this says, like, this is what makes women boring. Like, this is what makes anyone boring.
Yeah, I would kind of agree,
like,
right there.
I think that all of these are equally men, but there are some things that men do that only men do.
Oh, let's go there, Liv.
That are very boring.
Let's go there, Liv. Joe, get the dinger out, and anytime that you or Pork Chop...
Wait, does Pork Chop count?
...are guilty of this, you can ding it.
Okay.
They wear the same thing all the time.
Ding, ding, ding.
I don't want to ding myself.
Both of you have the same three shirts.
Yes.
You rotate.
Am I supposed to have 20 hoodies?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you can wear the same hoodie over.
I know, you too.
You guys literally wear these same shirts.
I have seven different hoodies, by the way.
What's the next thing?
Whoa, a whole week, ladies.
Next thing, they do the same thing with their friends every time they hang out.
Ding.
Absolutely.
Now, what if you don't have friends? What does that mean?
Oh, that's awkward.
This is really uncomfortable.
Okay, we're good.
They're unoriginal at texting.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No ding.
That can be for men and women.
Yes. Them and all their friends have the same haircut.
Oh, 100%.
Not me.
No.
What are you talking
about? Guys might be different.
You guys might be different, but guys.
Joe, not me.
I'm like, why do you have to be so
obviously
mean?
Not you. But I'm telling you, guys mine and Alex's age.
Same hair.
The same haircut. The entire group.
What do you want them to have,
actually,
though?
The haircut is actually, so I call it the 90, because 90% of guys all have the same haircut.
Wait, what is it?
It's just, you know, it's a little
like
bit
short
longer,
on the sides, long on
the top. And they
a little
push
bit of hair stuff.
Okay,
same
yeah, that's
way.
Definitely me and Chase.
And I'm telling you, every group of friends has the same haircut.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with that, though?
It's just 90. It's the 90. 90% of guys have it. What else, Liv?
Their only hobbies are sports and working out.
God, if I could just, yes, every freaking guy. What are you passionate about? I don't know, sports, going to the gym.
Drinking beer.
Oh, God, there's nothing
Wait,
worse.
I don't think, is that me and Pork Chop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, really?
You don't really like sports as much as I do, though.
Yeah, I do.
Well,
you don't go to the gym. Joe,
you don't go to the gym.
Sort of does.
I go to the boxing place.
I'm sorry. Pork Chop doesn't even know who Zion is, that place for Duke.
Oh, I thought that was insane. Like a car or something like that.
Okay,
like a Zion.
This is a huge one. This
what?
Makes
what?
Men absolutely boring and just very self-unaware.
And idiots.
They think every girl they've slept with has had an O.
Oh my gosh.
Pork Chop.
Every guy thinks
that they are amazing in bed.
They have no idea.
Nothing.
So you're telling me.
Hold on, Pork Chop. I know you've been with men and women. Do you think that you've every woman you've been with that they've been able to be happy?
Yeah. I mean,
here we go. Here we freaking go.
I don't.
You're wrong.
I don't. But I'll tell you this though. I am a lover, and I usually care. Now, my wife, when she hears this podcast, is going to go off the side of the road and say you're the laziest lover in the world. But when I first met my wife and we were flipping pancakes, I tried and it worked. Now,
But see, every guy says that.
Exactly.
That's the thing, because guys can't tell.
Stop.
This
that.
Is a side
no,
conversation,
I,
but
oh
guys know. Let me tell you something,
yes,
guys.
Can. You can tell.
Guys cannot
no,
tell
can.
When a girl fakes it.
No.
They
no,
have
no
idea.
No. Yes, you can. When,
you don't, you because cannot. That's why every guy says every girl I've been with.
That's not true. No, it's not, because I just said I know for a fact I haven't always done that. Trust me, when I put in the work, when I've warmed up the griddle before we flip pancakes.
Ew.
But even sometimes, what guys don't understand.
I know when that happens. No. Trust me, you can feel
even
it.
Even if you
yes,
do that
you.
Stuff.
Stop!
That's disgusting.
That is so
Joe,
gross.
Even if you do all that stuff, that doesn't mean that she can ever get there. That's just how women are. So, like, you can do all those right things technically, but just, like, sometimes you just can't.
I did.
There's no reason.
Okay.
No, so that's when a girl would fake it.
But listen, I know, but Alex, you can tell when somebody fakes it and when they really do. I'm not saying
this is quintessential what Liv and I are talking about.
Not.
The guys are in denial.
Saying, let me finish. You're saying that every time a guy, like the guy's like, oh, another one, another happy client there. No, I'm not saying that. I might have only done this twice in my life, but I know when I've really done it. I'm not saying haven't faked it.
And what I'm
but
saying
I know
is every
when
guy
I got
says
100%
that.
On that test.
Every guy says
no,
I can
they
tell.
Don't. Every guy might say that they've done it. I know when
but
it works.
But no, guys swear I could tell if she was faking it. I would know. I would know. That's what they say.
A lot of women have faked it with me. I know that.
Oh, my God.
My wife probably actually. Hold on. Wait. Let me see. Does she fake it? Yep. There we go.